Yeah, professionals, doctors, upper management type people. Also, you'd have some middle class people living now in on the south side, perhaps, and in the Forest Park area. It's on the south side, but it's on this side of the mountain. It's near downtown. It's similar. Recently, it's been compared to Ansley Park. It's that type of thing. Yeah. It's
sort of been renovated or something?
They are, yeah. It's quite popular right now. About 4 or 5 council members live there.
Oh, I see.
Slightly less, a large block of middle class people would live in the eastern section where I live out in Crestline area. Also in the Center Point area, which is part in the city and part unincorporated in the county. And out west, in the northwest area, would be Forestdale.
Forestdale.
And Gardendale or Warrior would be to the north. Those are not Gardendale. Those are slightly lower class than say, Center Point and Forestdale, but still middle class. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, a lot of blue-collar type workers would live there.
How about lower class?
Lower class neighborhoods would probably be places like my old stomping grounds, West End, North Birmingham.
Now, are these lower class neighborhoods integrated?
Generally not. I take it back there. Some are integrated, but generally they resegregate themselves. Like West End is heavily integrated right now, so it's probably becoming an all-black area.
All right. What are some of the well-known around Birmingham, something that you mentioned everybody
knows? Oh, probably Vulcan would be the very first one. I'd say the medical center is gaining some prominence. U.S. Steel, Botanical Gardens, we like to think is pretty good.
Why, are you on the board there or something?
Me, no, that's just
we in general.
Okay. Japanese Gardens, part of it.
Zoo?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the largest zoo in the southeast, so I guess it's pretty good.
I had heard about it before I came here. Is it one of those, are they trying to make it into a new natural habitat?
Yeah, that is the long-range plan.
If you were flying home from New York, where would you plane?
At the Municipal Airport.
Not very.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, at Municipal Airport.
Would you call it that, or would you just say the airport?
The airport. Yeah. I usually just call it Birmingham Airport.
Okay. If you were driving in from out of state, what road would you come in on?
From which direction?
Let's say Nashville.
Nashville, I'd probably come on I-65.
Okay. What is that called? What kind of road is that?
It's an interstate.
If you were going to stop along the road and rest somewhere, what kind of place would that be?
The
picnic table?
Oh, rest stop.
All right. What is painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
White lines.
Okay.
Or dotted lines.
How about on the interstate?
In Alabama, that's what they have, white lines on it. Yeah.
Where do you get off an interstate?
Interchange.
Okay. A specific name.
Which one? I don't...
Well, I mean, the interchange is off and on, isn't it?
Yeah, off ramp.
Okay, and where do you get that guy again?
And the on ramp.
Okay. Are there any other... Okay, that's a limited access road.
Yeah.
Interstate. Are there any others in Birmingham that are not interstates but are limited access?
Yes, Red Mountain Expressway. It's the only other one.
Okay. And does that go over the mountain?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's... One time they were talking about making a tunnel. It was discussed for about, 50 years. But they finally made a large cut, which is supposedly the deepest cut in the southeast. And, as a matter of fact, the deepest cut in the east.
Oh, really?
Highway cut.